It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the second week of June brought in a little bit more selling pressure as far as the grains were concerned. Actually, officially, we finished max with a few of the contracts finishing with some small gains, while most of the months finished with a little bit of losses. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist, Martinson Ag, is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, as we wrapped up the second week of June here last Friday, we actually saw mixed performance as far as the grains were concerned. We did see a USDA report that came out and was a little bit friendly on the wheat order, but it was a little negative on corn and neutral to the soybeans, so that brought very little activity to the marketplace. What we did see was, again, some selling pressure because of the concern or the thought that we were going to see a peace treaty signed with Iran. Of course, that pushed over into the weekend. Didn't happen here during the week, but at least there has been talk and the formation of some sort of a peace treaty has been put together and likely will get signed at some point. That took a lot of the war premium, though, out of the marketplace. Funds continue to be heavy sellers as they see no threatening weather, and the potential for trendline yields continues to be in their favor, which means that we could be looking at some pretty good sizable stocks again for the 2026 crop year. Overall, when it was all said and done, Minneapolis wheat finished down about 1 to 4 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 3 to 4 cents. Kansas City was the best performer because of poor conditions. That crop finished up 9 to 14 cents. Corn market was a little bit lower as we continue to see the funds selling the corn. Corn finished down anywhere from 5 to 6 cents, while soybeans were down 5 to 7 cents. Over in the soybean meal, we lost $5 to $7. Bean oil was mixed, 16 cents higher in the front months, but about 20 cents lower in the deferreds. Canola finished mostly on the higher side, but with very small gains, up anywhere from 20 cents to $1.70. And in the meats, we saw live cattle finish lower for the week, breaking down just on Friday. But we did see the feeder cattle finish with some pretty good gains, up over $3.50. Lean hogs finished down about a buck to a buck and a half. In the outside markets, crude oil lost $5.70. That helped add a little bit of pressure to the grain markets. Gold was down $78. The dollar was down almost 4 tenths of a cent. But the Dow Jones gained 330 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.